Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call, our business solution support call. This morning is Monday, February 3rd, 2020. This is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. Folks, we are so excited. We've got a phenomenal call lined up for you this morning. We are joined by Mr. Mike Scott. He's got an exciting segment that he's going to be sharing with us here just momentarily from Ohio. And our keynote trainer this morning is none other than Platinum World Council member and $700,000 ring earner, Mr. Mark Riches from Tennessee. We are so excited and look forward to his training. He's going to be talking about getting started in business solutions and earning a six-figure income, something that I know many of us have projected for 2020. Some of us are taking our six-figure income that we've earned in the past, and we're increasing it or even doubling or tripling that. That's our goal. That's what we're running for in 2020. The timing could not be better than it is right now to realize and achieve that kind of goal. Some of us are just getting started, or this will be the first year that we earn a six-figure income, and I'm so excited to recognize new six-figure ring earners in our team or from our team in Legal Shield this year, 2020. This is going to be a phenomenal year. I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of exciting things to cover. We've got some new promotions that the company has rolled out here for the month of February. We're going to cover that here shortly with you. I want you to be aware of what's on the table, the money that is on the table for February, and so that we make sure that we grab as much of it as possible. But let's go ahead and start the call this morning. We're going to go up to the state of Ohio. I mentioned we've got Mr. Mike Scott, who is recognized as one of our top producers for December of 2019, on the line with us this morning. Mike is always really good at pulling articles and news stories that relate to our business. And he sent me articles several times, and he sent me one recently, and I asked him if he would just be willing to kind of be do a regular segment on this Monday morning call where he's talking about current events, where he's talking about a recent article or a recent news story that you and I, A, should be aware of, but B, that we can use in our marketing approach and in our marketing methods. And so I'm really excited for this. I think this is going to be a huge help for all of us. You know, I know that we're seeing news stories, we're seeing articles, but to have this in kind of one concentrated dose, that's something that we can go out and share when we're meeting with a decision maker this week or when we're even in front of an enrollment. I love saying, I don't know if you all caught in the news, but this happened, and there's no one better than Mike to pull that together and deliver that. We really do appreciate his efforts in doing that, and we're excited to make this an ongoing segment here. So, Mike Scott, thank you for joining us here this morning. We're excited to hear from you. I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Great. Thank you, Mike. First of all, thank you to Mike and Mark Riches for asking me to be a part of your weekly calls. I'm hoping that everyone will find the content and analysis useful in your everyday endeavors as far as protecting people from the evils of ID theft and the trips and traps of everyday legal entanglements. So my priority is to put any of the articles that I discuss onto the Success Team website so that they're readily available for you for your marketing needs, your DM meetings, and your enrollments. So most of all, I want you to become more educated and to be able to use this information. There's nothing more powerful, in my opinion, than being able to add something to a conversation that you read in an article. It also gives you the opportunity to have additional contact with that person when you say, you know, I was just reading an article about this the other day. Well, let me send you that article. And by sending that article, it allows you an additional touch point with the prospect. You know, sometimes it's hard just to reach back out to the prospect without a reason and, you know, kind of try to get a lay of the land as far as where you're at. But if you send them an article, it gives you the opportunity to be able to call them back and to be able to, say, hey, can we just discuss that article a little bit? And here's what I gleaned from it. And hopefully it's something that you can use. So And it shows that you've got follow-up and are consistent in your efforts. But most importantly, it shows that you're an expert in your field, because without that expert branding by your prospect, you're really nothing more than just another salesperson hawking another product. So you really need to know what's going on in the industry. So, you know, with any new endeavor, the hardest part is getting started, and I found it kind of difficult to pick the most important articles amongst a virtual tidal wave of articles in our industry. So in no particular order, here are the five articles that I'd like you to take a look at on the Success Team website. The first one is titled FBI Alerts Parents About Synthetic ID Theft Targeting Children. And this article details steps that parents should take to safeguard their children's identity. In my opinion, it's just one more task that needs to be added to the long list of things that a parent should do and usually ignores because it won't happen to me. My commentary to my prospect will be, why not just sign up for ID Shield and let us handle protecting your kids? And, oh, by the way, for the same amount of money, we can also cover mom and dad. So this article also does a really nice job of describing synthetic ID theft. And I think that it's worth the read just to learn more about that so that you're, because you can use this in enrollments and other things. It's just another way that everybody's, not everybody, but the bad guys are out there putting together information to be able to steal from your kids and ultimately your family. So the next article is titled Little Good News for Payment Companies in 2019 Data Breach Report. So what this is doing is it's talking about 2019, and it tells us that 2019 was up 17% over 2018 as far as the number of data breaches that occurred. So, and if you take a look at trending-wise, you know, the 10-year trending has been solidly uphill. There's only one year where it dropped back, but the rest of the time it's just been racing forward in double-digit kind of increases. So the one thing that it does talk about is that the number of records stolen is down from 2018. And I'm really not going to talk about the number of records as much as I'm just going to talk about the uptick in the data breaches. And the reason for that is that the number of records stolen being down is really because of the large data breach that occurred in 18 of 230 million records from the Marriott Hotels breach. So I'm just going to be talking about, and you guys can do whatever you want, but I'm just going to be talking about the increase in the number of data breaches, because I'll guarantee you that number is going to be up over the 2019 numbers when 2020 closes out. So, and the next one is Microsoft Security Shocker, as 250 million customer records are exposed online. So my main takeaway from this article is yet another major data breach. This is another in a long stream of major and minor data breaches. To my DMs, my whole thing is your employee records are exposed somewhere. With all the data breaches that have occurred all over all the years, you know, those are going to be, there's the chances of your employee having their identification out there somewhere is huge. So that's how I'm going to use this article to talk about that. To the employees, I'm just going to talk about, you know, the fact that their personal information is either on the dark web or will be soon, and that these data breaches are not ending but increasing every year. The next article is 77% of employers believe access to affordable legal services can help improve employees' financial well-being. This article actually is a press release from Legal Shield, and it was issued on January the 22nd. This is a must-use press release for your DM meetings. And so with that, I think I'm sorry, I only have four. No, one, two, three, four. Yeah, I only have four. The fifth one that I meant to put out here, and I'll make sure that it gets out on the website, is that Legal Shield for small businesses was chosen as the number one provider. And again, I'll get more information out of that. I'll make sure that next week I highlight that. So in closing, you know, if anybody has an article or a suggestion for this segment, please feel free to contact me. You can get a hold of me at mike.scott1, that's the numeral one, at mac, which is mac.com. And next week, I'll show you how to set up Google Alerts so you can have articles of interest emailed to you every day. It's your own personal news clipping service. So, again, thanks, Mike and Mark, for the time today. I really appreciate it and hope this is what you wanted.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you for preparing that. We're so excited to be able to hear from you each week as we focus on this segment. And, again, I just think it's going to be very helpful to have a new tool every week that we're able to bring in and that's current, that's relevant. And, of course, you know, some of these high-profile, like the Microsoft case, for example, the Microsoft data breach, when you bring that up to a decision-maker, that's not going to be the first time that they've heard of that. I mean, these are big-time news stories. They've heard of it as well. And all you're doing there is you're leveraging the massive amount of advertising that's being done for what we do. And not by Legal Shield, because Legal Shield doesn't really have an advertising budget. But that's why we don't see that, you know, last night during the Super Bowl, there was not a Legal Shield commercial. They don't do a lot of traditional advertising. But advertising is being done on behalf of our solutions every day on the news and in these, you know, in these articles. All of it is painting the picture that people need what we offer more than ever before. So we're excited to hear you every week on that, Mike. Thank you again for preparing that and for sharing it this morning. Folks, we've got some exciting announcements that we've got for February. I just want to mention a couple of quick promotions that I want to make sure are on your radar. First of all, there is a bundle bonus in February. When you're selling a non-group plan, so this is just to an individual, and if you bundle the legal and the identity theft together, you're going to get some additional performance club points when you do that. And basically, if you sell an illegal and then you add on an individual identity theft, it's going to be an extra 5 PC points. And if you add on a family, it's going to be an additional 1250. It's basically just a 50% bonus on your PC premium. So it doesn't necessarily change your commission, but you get extra Performance Club premium, which is nice. You know, you want to take as much of that as we can possibly get. So keep in mind that's just on bundled plan. You can find the flyer on LS Engage under resources and then incentives. As it relates to opening groups and business solutions, which is what this call is all about, I am so excited for the new promotion that's being introduced today. This will be on the Group Scoop that comes out later today, but you're getting a sneak peek on it because I'm the one that's announcing on the Group Scoop, so I've got all the details. So I'm going to give you a sneak peek here this morning. This is called the First Group Promotion, and it's literally for any associate who has never opened a group. So if you're brand new, you certainly qualify because you've never opened a group. We've got folks, though, that may have been around for a while, and opening a group was not their focus. That wasn't something that they, you know, their priority. Maybe they were focusing on other areas of the business. And so they would certainly qualify for this as well. Anyone who has not opened a group qualifies for this special promotion. And the promotion is very simple. If they go to a solutions training, which we've got a massive number of trainings happening in February and March, we definitely would count anyone who went to a training in January as well. When they go to a training, they have 90 days to open their first group. And if they open a group, they're going to get a bonus of $125. And that's in addition to any of the commissions that they receive. So it's a bonus of $125. That's their first group bonus. But this is where it gets really cool. If on that first group, they work with one of our certified field trainers, and you can find the list of field trainers on LS Engage. If they work with one of our certified field trainers, then they're going to double that bonus that they receive. So instead of $125, now it's $250. And the field trainer gets a matching $250 bonus on that as well. So I am ecstatic for this. I want to focus every new associate that's getting started in Business Solutions. The first goal that you ought to have is, there might be some other first goals that you have, and Mark Riches will talk about that this morning, but certainly one of the largest goals is to open your first group. That's not your only goal. We know that. We want to open thousands of groups, but that won't happen. We can't open hundreds or thousands or more if we don't open that first group. And that's what this promotion is all about. Working with our field trainers is by far the best way to make that happen. We know that. Experience shows that. That having a field trainer involved on that first account, really the first two or three accounts, can really, really help, because the field trainer's there. They can field questions. They can overcome concerns. They've got familiarity with the business, but it helps pave the way to opening these first groups. Now, let me say this. We've got this list of certified field trainers, and I know that there are people in our organization that should be on that list but are not. So I want to talk about how to become a field trainer. If you are not currently appointed as a field trainer, then we want to make that happen. We want to have you be appointed as a field trainer. And I'm trying to pull up here the requirements. I should have had that email up, but I don't have it up in front of me. But anyway, if you want to become a field trainer, it's very simple. All you need to do is send an email to trainersupport@LegalShieldCorp.com. trainersupport@LegalShieldCorp.com. And you can put my name in there too. Say, you know, I was on a conference call with Mike Riches. He mentioned to become a field trainer, I needed to send an email to this email address. You do need to have, I know it's at least 250 sales, total sales. So if you have not quite hit 250 total sales yet, then I would wait. You need to wait until you have that. But anyway, I would recommend that you do that. So there are other advantages too. You can attend trainings at no cost. But I'm telling you, as a field trainer, you're going to have the opportunity to work with some of these new associates and help them with some of the leads that they have. Now, field training is not designed to be something that you take someone out who's brand new and they just tag along with you for a couple of days, or you take them into your enrollment. It's designed to be a win-win. So if I'm a brand new associate, I've got to bring something to the table if I'm going to work with a field trainer. The field trainer is going to bring all their expertise and all their experience. That's what they bring to the table. What I'm bringing to the table are my contacts. I've got some groups that are in my warm market, places where I'm spending money, or people that I know that work for a company, that work in upper-level management or own a company or work in HR, that I can easily call and get an appointment with. Then we both go in together and we work that company, we work that group. That's how field training is really designed to work. And we're being much more intentional this year on training our field trainers to make sure that these engagements are positive, that they're proactive, and that ultimately they're productive. And so I'm very excited for this new promotion. Again, if you have not opened a group, there has never been a better time. You're brand new, that ought to be one of the first goals that you have, but there's never been a better time to get that done than right now here in the month of March. Another announcement that I just want to make sure is on everybody's radar: tomorrow afternoon, we've got our next advanced training webinar. This is a part of a series that we started several months ago. We've had a lot of attendance, hundreds of associates on each of these webinars. They've been really, really powerful and productive, and I'm so excited for the one tomorrow. This is Abby Parker, who is a $300,000 ring earner from right here in the state of Texas. She's going to be training on the different personality types that you are going to come across as you're out there marketing. So, for example, and she'll take kind of this approach, in a decision-maker meeting, when you meet a decision-maker, how does their personality, how should their personality dictate how you handle that meeting? How much information to share? When to stop talking? When to ask more questions? You know, some of that might seem like common sense, but it's really much more of an art and a science, reading the type of person that's in front of you and then personalizing your approach based on that person. And so that's what Abby's going to be talking about. I've heard her train on this several times before. It's so powerful. It's something that I think can help in all areas of life, let alone our business. You know, being able to recognize the type of person that you're dealing with and then structure how you're dealing with them around that for the most productive and profitable outcome. So tune into that tomorrow. If you've already registered for those, you don't have to register again. We registered everyone. You should be getting reminders for that webinar tomorrow. But if you don't know if you've registered or if you have not registered, you definitely want to do that now. It's www.solutionswebinar.com. That's where you go to register for that. It's also in our events page in the back office as well. But www.solutionswebinar.com is where you go. So make sure to check that out tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock Central Time. So make sure that you're translating that to your time zone if you're not in the Central Time Zone. But 4 o'clock Central Time, it will be recorded. But the whole point of being on there is to have that live experience because it is very interactive. We do Q&A as part of that as well. So I really recommend that you get on live if at all possible. Again, tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central Time, solutionswebinar.com is where you go to register for that. So, again, I am so excited for our keynote speaker this morning. We have none other than Mr. Mark Riches, again, a Platinum World Council member, someone who has earned over $10,000 a month every month since he got started. He never had a month where he didn't earn over $10,000. Now he's eclipsed that multiple times that every month as he is a $700,000 ring earner with the company. He's one of Legal Shield's top producers or top leaders. One of Legal Shield's top producing organizations, and is consistently recognized, I'm talking about our team, as having the highest or one of the highest retentions in all of the business as well. And that starts with leadership. I really have always appreciated how when Mark trains, everything that he shares is real. It's genuine and it's authentic. It's not based on theory. It's based on experience. It's based on what has worked, what is working, and what will work. He's a great leader because he leads by example. You know, Mark Riches is not going to tell people to sit there, or he's not going to sit there and tell people to recruit, and he's not willing to recruit. He does it. He digs in and does it himself. When he tells you, hey, this is how you get started in business solutions, you need to go out and open your first group. You need to go out and have a marketing plan and have a goal for prospecting. It's because he did that. That's why he sold over 7,000 personal memberships of him himself in the field. And Mark, we're excited to hear from you this morning. As always, thank you for your leadership and for your time and dedication. And I'll go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mike. It's good to be on the call this morning. Congratulations to everyone for starting your month out in a good way and plugging in on a conference call. I'm definitely excited about the webinar tomorrow afternoon and want to add my encouragement to everyone to plug into those phenomenal information and really part of our continuing education program with Legal Shield Business Solutions. And I also wanted to mention that first group promotion, you know, where they can earn an extra $250. I mean, what a great incentive to for new people that are just getting started in business solutions to set a goal this month to open their first group and to earn not only commissions and have their first group, but also to earn an extra bonus on top of that. And I want to welcome all of our new associates. We had a great production month last month. We had a great recruiting month as well. I personally recruited 7 new associates last month, so I was set a big goal for 2020, and I have some really high goals set, and so I wanted to let everyone know that I'm working hard and excited to work with them. Many of those associates I recruited are focused in business solutions, and so I wanted to talk today, really kind of two parts of my training. One is I want to talk about getting started in group sales, and just really highlight a few key things, maybe 10 or 11 steps that I would recommend to make sure that everyone knows what things they need to do if they want to get started marketing Legal Shield and ID Shield as an employee benefit to companies. And then I'll transition and really talk about earning a six-figure income in business solutions. And we have a document in the back office on that in the business solutions section called the 100K Game Plan Doc. And if you want to go get that, that'd be great. We'll look at that together. But let's start by just talking about getting started. That, as Mike mentioned, that's where I started. That's where I earned my first $1 million with the company back 25 years ago when I joined Legal Shield. It took me about 4.5 years to earn my first $1 million with Legal Shield. And I primarily focused, it wasn't 100%, but I primarily focused on selling the incredible product. We only had the Legal Shield product back then, but I sold a lot of those products, 7,000 of them, mainly to police and sheriffs and fire departments. That was the niche market that I had picked. And so that's where I got started. Doesn't mean you need to start there, but if you want to start there and you want to go out and, you know, into what I think one of the very best timing in the market right now ever, then let's talk about those steps. One is just complete the first step training. There's so much incredible information in that 4 hours, and you don't have to just go through it once. I mean, you can go through several of those segments several times, but complete your first step training, and then I'd recommend the warm market training, which is a newly updated training that we just finished. I would recommend going through that, and here's why, because you might say, well, what does warm market have to do with the employee benefit sales? Well, it has a lot to do with it, because number two is contact your warm market, the people that you know already and trust you and love you the most, and do some practice presentations with them. It's better to start with people you know. Here's one thing we do know for sure. You don't want your first presentation to be in front of a decision maker of a company that is over 25 or 30 employees, because the fact is your first presentation is not going to be very good. It's just kind of like riding a bike. When we all started riding a bike for the very first time, you know, most of us were wobbly and imbalanced. It wasn't something pretty to watch. You know, we probably fell over and made some mistakes. And that's exactly how it is in our business. You know, before you get good, you got to be wobbly and imbalanced. You got to be bad. So we want you to be bad in front of the mirror, and then maybe your spouse or friend, you know, practice that way. And then once you've got kind of the jitters out, you know, go do your first presentation. But it'd be better to have that to be a person that you know, like your sister or your brother or you know, a cousin or a neighbor or a business associate or a friend. And it can be just as simple as calling them up and saying, hey, I've got to do 10 practice presentations this week. Do you mind if I come over and do a presentation with you? And really what you're doing is getting some practice. You're getting your presentation down effectively. And there's really no better way to do it than to practice. So practice is what makes perfect. And so then the next goal, number three, is get Fast Start qualified. You know, go out using those practice presentations and doing some individual presentations and get Fast Start qualified. Get that first $300 bonus. And I would recommend go all the way to manager, which is $400 in premium, through an individual market, not going into group sales. 400 is just eight family plans, so it's not a lot of memberships. So selling 8 or 10 individual plans is a great way to get started. Now, people say, do I have to do that? No. You can, you know, deviate from that and do it any other way you want, but that's what we recommend. And that'll get you some really good practice. Number two, it gives you cash flow at manager. Now you're at a higher commission level. You're two or three levels up now on the plan. You can make some good money when you get into group sales. You've earned an $800 bonus, $300 for Fast Start, $500 for manager. Hey, now you got $800 to invest in your new business and get started. People, I say, well, you got to go have do business cards. Well, you in order to get business cards, you got to have $25, $30. Well, you can get free business cards if you Fast Start qualify. But anyway, that's what we recommend. Get Fast Start qualified and advanced to manager using individual sales or small businesses and that type of thing. And then number four, go through the B2B online training. We've got a phenomenal online course that you don't have to wait around for. You know, you can access it immediately. Attend a local B2B certification training. There's a bunch of those going on. Mike's doing a great job getting those lit up all over the country. I know, Mike, you're going to be in, I think, Ohio or somewhere. It's on the calendar. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City at the end of the month doing a full day of B2B training. So plug into those trainings. Attend a local B2B Number six, make sure that you have all the marketing materials that you need. We talked about that a couple weeks ago on the call about what materials you need to take into a decision-maker meeting. But don't shortcut that. Don't go in with a scrumpled up piece of paper and say, hey, I printed this off this morning. I mean, look professional. Put your best foot forward. A white folder, some of those one-page product overviews, sheets are beautiful. A business card, obviously, a professional business card. Scott did a great job going over some of the current articles. You could put a couple of those in there as well. I mean, just it doesn't need to be a lot of stuff, but it needs to be professional and look good. Number seven, with so much of our communication being digital, be sure that you set up a professional email signature. And this is where you can get with your coach, get with me, get with Mike, get with someone that's been in this business, but you want to look first class in an email communication. Because we do a lot of emailing with decision makers now and communication with groups, and it only takes a few minutes to get your signature and your logo and all that put on there to look really, really sharp. And it can look really, really bad every time you send an email, or it can look really, really good every time you send an email. Now, spelling your email right and all that's a whole another training, but I'm telling you, take some time, get with your coach. If you're not very computer literate, get with someone that is and let them put together a nice signature in Outlook or another email service. But look good on paper. And it used to be look good on paper. Now it look good digitally. Look good when you send an email to a company. Another one I have here is set up your initial decision-maker meetings. We'll talk about that. Schedule your enrollments. Become familiar with the contact management system. The reason that's such an incredible tool for new associates is it has all the scripts. It has all the email templates. It has everything in there you need to get started and have access to is our own CMS or our contact management system. And just become familiar with that and knowing that that's a resource and a tool available to you. I put in here, find a workout partner or coach, and this could be someone locally that you're working with physically, or it could be someone that you're coaching with over the phone. And it can be multiple people. And then rewatch the trainings, especially the sample DM meetings and the sample enrollments that we have in the back office, because all of those are going to help you learn that skill that's so important. And you can search in our search bar, like DM meetings. It'll come up with a whole list of videos and audios and calls like this on a Monday morning where we've focused on that particular topic. Or let's say you're going to go out and head out and do your first enrollment. Search in our back office the word enrollments, and you'll see just literally dozens of videos and audios available on that topic that you can really study up with and have all that information. Information is power, and we want you to to have the very best edge when you go out there and get started in business solutions. So those are some quick things just in getting started in group marketing. And so I want to talk here in the last little bit about earning a six-figure income in business solutions. And I've trained on this topic many times before. I don't think there's really anything I'm going to train on today that's new, except we've got a lot of new people, and I'm excited that you've made a decision to join Legal Shield and offer these incredible products and services as an employee benefit. In the B2B docs in our back office under the general section is a document called 100K Business Solutions Game Plan. And I would recommend printing that out. If you want to earn a six-figure income in 2020, we're still at the beginning of a new year. If you want to earn $100,000 this year, focused on going into companies and marketing Legal Shield and ID Shield as an employee benefit, then that's a good game plan document. When my son Josh says, "Dad, I want to," he had gone to college, graduated from college, he went and got his MBA out in California, and he went and worked for a bank for about a year and a half, and then he called me up and said, "Dad, I want to do business solutions. I want to go into companies and market this as a benefit." And I sent him that document. So if I'm going to send it to my own blood, my own child, and help him earn a six-figure income doing this, then that's exactly, trust me, that's the document. And it's recently been updated, and it just gives you a good outline. It's a game plan. It's a plan to help you get started. And there's a lot of people in Legal Shield that have earned $100,000 in group sales. One is, we have 400-plus $100,000 ring earners. Now, not all of them are focused in business solutions, but many of them are. And many of them are people focused or that we hear right on this call on Monday mornings. Or Abby Parker tomorrow, I think she's a $300,000, maybe more, income earner. But a lot of people right now are having incredible success in this market. And so if you want to earn a six-figure income, listen up. First thing is prospecting. I mean, you've got to get out there and let people know what you have. There's thousands of companies that are looking to offer these benefits to their employees. There's companies today that are having meetings about data breaches, and they're talking about identity theft. And in a board meeting, they're having discussions like, well, isn't there companies that offer identity theft as an employee benefit? I believe you can get those. And then they're giving that assignment to the HR person to go and research. And some guy says, well, LifeLock does. Okay, yeah, LifeLock, that's it. Why don't you call LifeLock and get that information? We'd like to offer that as a benefit. I mean, I'm telling you, those conversations are happening a lot more than you think. And it's just about you contacting companies. It's about making the calls and saying, hey, we offer an identity theft protection plan. You might have to not have to start with the word hey, but follow the scripts. I'm looking at them right now in the contact manager. Prospecting script sample 1, it does not start with the word hey. Prospecting script 2, prospecting script 3. It gives you three different examples there of when you're making calls to companies and what to say. One of my favorite approaches is that we offer a free identity theft workshop. People love the word free, and identity theft's a hot topic. And so I like contacting companies and saying, hey, there it goes again. We offer a free identity theft workshop, or we have a identity theft workshop, and you guys, your company would qualify for that workshop for free for all your employees, something like that, and all that's in the scripts. But when we talk about prospecting, the secret is you got to contact a lot of companies. I mean, if I'm going to share one tip today that's the secret, it's work the numbers. You just have to work the numbers. The secret is contact a lot of companies. The good news is there are a lot of companies. I mean, you can add 100 companies to your pipeline in just a few hours. It doesn't take a long time. I can sit on a street corner of a busy street intersection and add about 25 to 30 an hour. So literally in 3 hours, I could have 100 just sitting in my car with a pen and paper watching trucks drive by. I mean, now I'm not saying that's how I do it. I'd get on the internet. I'd hit yellowpages.com. It's one of the links in the CMS toolbar. It's the one with the Y, with the box. And you hit that and you type in ambulance companies in Tennessee. He'll give you a list of every ambulance company in Tennessee, private schools in Nashville, private companies in Tennessee. I mean, just you can search at the and have access to thousands of businesses that you can then pick up the phone and contact today. So finding companies has never been easier. I remember when I started, it was a little harder. I had selected to go after the 63 county or parish governments in Louisiana and some of the municipalities down there. That was the niche I was focused on, is contacting sheriff's departments. So I had to go to the public library. This is 25 years ago, before the internet was like it is today. And no cell phone. I went to the public library, looked at a book, which the minute that book was printed, probably 10 years earlier, you know, it was outdated. But I looked up the book and printed off these sheets. I remember copying them, and the copies were like 35 cents a copy. And I remember I felt like I was spending so much money copying all these sheets out of the book of these parish government sheets. And then I had to literally call directory assistants, if you can remember how we used to do that. Before Google, you know, directory assistants, and that cost money. I mean, just to get the phone number to a sheriff's department that I can make my initial call. And today, literally, you could have all that in your finger, at your fingertips in a few minutes with the internet, and it's free. So it doesn't get any easier to have access to the information. Page 3 of that 100K game plan doc is working the numbers. It's my favorite page, although, you know, I wrote the book, so every page has got incredible value. But this one I'd hang up. There's several I'd hang up. This one I'd put right in front of me because it is working the numbers. This is the minimum activity required to earn $100,000 a year. And it starts out saying 250 calls a week or 50 calls a day. Initially, it says you'll need to make at least 50 business calls, call 50 businesses every day, Monday through Friday. And that's important. Now, it takes about 2.5 hours. If you're real slow, it take 3 hours. So we're not talking a full day of work. We're just talking 3 hours of work to call 50 companies a day. So it's not good enough just to put 100 in your pipeline. You got to call 50 of them a day. But you need about 250 just to start getting some calls going, because you're going to call 50 a day. You don't want to call the same company back tomorrow. You're going to have to skip a few days before you call them back. So you want to have a 100 to 200 in your pipeline just to start calling. And again, that doesn't take long. When I go out and field train, one of the things that I think impresses people the most is how many companies we can put in their pipeline so quickly. I mean, on an average field training day of 3 or 4 hours, I'll add 30 to 40 companies in their pipeline, and many of those driving down the street looking at trucks and delivery trucks and talking to people when we go have lunch. I mean, it's just everyone works somewhere. I mean, companies are everywhere. So anyway, 50 calls a day. This is important. On average, you're going to speak to about 5 decision makers. So you're going to call 50 companies, and 45 of them you're not going to get to connect with the decision maker. That's really important mentally to understand. 45, most of them. Only 5 you're going to speak to a decision maker, and you'll schedule out of those 5, you'll usually get 1 to commit to a DM meeting. Which brings us to the next block, which is 5 DM meetings a week. So if you're calling your 50 companies a day, you're going to set 1 decision maker meeting up. And then if you do that 5 days a week, you'll have 5 decision maker meetings a week. And not all those will come about. I mean, 1 or 2 will cancel. Scheduling 1 DM meeting a day, you're right on track to earning a 6-figure income. That's the right activity required. And people say, you know, hey, Mark, something's wrong. I've made 30 calls. I've only spoken to 2 people. And I'm like, yeah, read the first block. It says you'll only speak to 5 decision makers if you do 50, and you're at 30 and you spoke to 2. I know, but something's wrong. I've only spoken to 2 people. You know, I've left a ton of messages, and people say they're going to call back, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, that's how it is. That most of the people you call are you're not going to speak to. That's why you have to call a lot. If you're going to speak to, you know, three out of five, you'd only need to call maybe 10 people. But the fact is, it takes about 50 calls to speak to five decision makers, and it takes about five decision makers to schedule one meeting. And all you're looking for is a quick meeting with them to go over the benefit and how it will impact their employees, and maybe the offering the free identity theft workshop or whatever your approach is. And the five DM meetings a week will result in one enrollment every week. And so, again, it's not 100%. So you can't go and expect every decision-maker meeting that you have to result in an enrollment. So, you know, if you do four of them, for example, one cancels, you do four, and one schedules an enrollment, that's right on track. The bottom line on working the numbers is you got to get in front of at least 100 new employees every single month. And that'll put you on track to write 50 memberships. That's a conservative enrollment percentage, but if you got in front of 100 employees every month at a minimum, you should be able to write 50 of those as a member. And if you wrote 50 3890 plans, that will put you on track for earning $100,000 a year. In fact, page 7 of the document, if you want to look at that, is your first year income projections. That's not a bad sheet to hang up as well. If you're just getting started and you've set a goal to earn at least a six-figure income in 2020, there's the monthly income. It's assuming you're starting at about a senior associate level. So assuming you're at least Fast Start qualified. It doesn't include any bonuses or incentives, which, you know, there's a bunch of extra money on the table for doing this type of activity, but it just is focused on selling 50 memberships a month. If you wrote 50 plans a month, it shows you what your estimated income would be, and it totals out about $148,000. That's assuming you wrote, you know, 50 combo plans, $38.90, which is the group rate on a combo plan, family combo. So, you know, $150,000 a year. If you did a little more than that, pushed and wrote 75 a month, that'd put you at $223,000 a year. If you wrote 100 plans a month, which there's a lot of folks writing 100 memberships a month, put you at $300,000 a year. So you can see why so many people are earning a six-figure income or $200,000 or a $300,000 a year income, because you don't have to write 100 plans a month to earn a $300,000 a year income with Legal Shield. So that's the max or page 7 first year income projection. Page 6 talks about maximizing the comp plan, and it really just talks about the importance of being at executive director level every single month, which is not 50 sales, but it's $1,400 in premium. But if you wrote 50 combo plans, you're well over the, you know, $1,400 in premium that's required to maintain executive director level. But it's really important to qualify for that level every single month. Being off of that every few months will affect your long-term income for sure, the total income that you make for the year, because remember, executive director is a huge bonus level. So it talks about that on page 6. Page 8, let's look at that real quick, continuing education. You know, it's people go to a one-day school. We're talking about earning a six-figure income here. They go to a one-day school, and they make a mistake by saying, well, I'm group trained, or I'm business solutions trained already, or certified. And you might technically be certified, which really means you now have permission to learn this business, but you're definitely not trained. You can't train yourself to earn $100,000 a year in a day. Okay, you can't watch 10 hours of video and say I'm trained. That's like a dentist saying, hey, I went to my first day of class, and I'm now ready to go be a dentist. I mean, it takes years of training and information and school and study. Now, we're not trying to become dentists here. We're trying to become professional marketers of this identity theft and legal plan, but it takes a little time. It takes some investment and some energy, and it takes hard work. We're talking about not just earning a six-figure income, but a six-figure residual income, where you earn lifetime renewal income, where every sale you write, as long as that stays on the books, you're paid year after year after year after year on that same membership. I mean, this is a powerful, powerful business. And so don't sell it short by studying for a few hours and saying, well, I made a few calls and it didn't work out. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of investment, but it's very, very much worth it. The time freedom that you can generate in this business once those residuals start paying off is just incredible. I mean, most days I have to just pinch myself. I just can't believe that I've made $12 million in this business. And I didn't have a college degree. I wasn't trained in doing this. I just sat down and learned it. I went to the library and started making the copies. I wasn't afraid to make the calls. And I made the calls, and I set up my first enrollments, and I pursued it. And I made $100,000 my first year. And I made over $200,000 my second year. And in 4.5 years, I'd earned over $1 million. And you can do that, too. You can do that exact same thing. Scott Brooks joined, 6 years ago. He made $100,000 his first year following this exact system. He made $250,000 his second year. Within 5 years, he had made $1 million. I mean, if he can do it, you can do it. Now, Scott's sharp, but there's a lot of people that have succeeded and done this business and have earned a six-figure income. And so continuing education, the first one is participate in the weekly training calls, which you're on. Congratulations, you're doing that. Keep plugging in. Keep listening. If you're new, you can go back and listen to the last calls for the last year, and there's some phenomenal calls. There's been some calls recently in the last 3 or 4 months that we've hung up from and go, that is the class, that is the best training call we've ever had on that topic. And it's hard to narrow those down, so you can listen to those. While you're driving, turn your car into a university on wheels and listen to those conference calls and that information. Attend a Legal Shield regional and national trainings. I looked at the Dallas convention event, and it's just got tons of great trainings on business solutions, all going up before the event, during the event. I mean, it's definitely an event that you want to be at is in Dallas, Texas, in April. Participate on all the webinars. Like tomorrow, we've got Abby Parker, one of my favorite trainers. And, again, at 4 o'clock Central Time tomorrow, and I want to, $300,000 ring earner, Abby Parker, is going to be sharing what she does to have success in business solutions. And, I mean, it's going to be a great, great training. And she's going to be talking about strategies in conducting successful decision-maker meetings. So, and those advanced trainings that we're doing all over the country now, I would plug into those. Mike's not going to be in Iowa, as I mentioned, it's Elmhurst, Illinois. So Elmhurst, Illinois on the 28th of February. It's a Friday. I highly recommend plugging into that. If you're anywhere in that Chicago market, get to that training. And you can fly into Chicago inexpensively, too. And then I'm going to be the next day, I'll be in Salt Lake City doing a full-day advanced-type training. And it's really not, there's nothing advanced about it. It's just sharing information that we've learned over the decades that we've been in the business. So plug into those, and there's many others that you can look at the information online. We have an advanced training section of our website. And once you've opened some groups and, you're confident in your skills, I would definitely plug into that advanced training section information because there's, a lot of great information that will help you develop even greater skills. So I'm not going to read this sheet to you, but the continuing education is important that you don't just say to yourself, well, I'm trained, I'm certified, I know what I'm doing, and be done. It's an ongoing process. I'm always learning. I love listening to these calls. I don't like training as much as I do like listening, and I always have my pen and paper out taking notes and getting information that I can share with my team or use personally, but such great information that we have access to today, more training resources than ever before in the history of our company. I hope you're taking advantage of all that. Page 9 is a very important one. It's definitely one I would hang up in front of me, and what it is daily affirmations. The biggest battle that you're going to have in this business, and really anywhere in life, is going to be fought within your own brain. Within your own mind, there's a battle going on, and it's the battle of quitting. It's the battle of not knowing if for sure you want to do this, or it's the battle of I'm not skilled in this, you know, second guessing your skills and your talent and your ability. And I mean, this is a big thing. This is where we lose more people than anything else, is they lose the battle in their own mind. They just don't believe in themselves enough to succeed, and they quit. And, you know, quitters never win, and winners never quit. And, you know, I look back and, you know, how I earned $12 million in 25 years and built the business I built, I think the biggest thing I didn't do is just I didn't quit. I just stuck in there, and I, you know, I'm not a quitter, and I'm a winner, and I, you know, will work very, very hard to succeed and achieve the goals that I've set. And I think that's really the whole gist of it. The key to our success here is winning that mental battle, which goes on almost every day. And if you're new, it's going to go on every hour. I mean, it's easy to quit something you haven't started yet. People call and say, well, I quit. I said, quit what? You haven't even done anything. You can't quit something you haven't started. Chris Evans used to teach that. You know, you got to do something first before you can quit it. You got to go sell a plan. Well, I quit. I give up. It's give up before you've sold a plan. That's crazy. So it's easy to quit up front. You don't have a whole lot to lose. I mean, definitely it's not the first $99 we've lost in if we join this business and then quit. So it's easy to quit, but it's also very simple to stay in. And a big part of it is, you know, having these positive affirmations that you're reading. These affirmations here on page 9 are directed to Business Solutions. I am a $100,000 income earner. I am an expert in identity theft solutions. I am professional in everything I do and say. And I just recommend read those aloud every single day. And what happens is you start believing. And they're all written in the present tense, so that, you know, I'm always on time. I am always in the right place. I am a winner. I've set my goals. And you can add to that list some of your personal affirmations. We're just giving you an example of the mindset that's required to be a winner in this business. And then the last page of that document, the 100K game plan doc, is a monthly scorecard. And it's a monthly scorecard, but you can add to it every day. And there's, I think, 30 lines on it. And so you have a row for each day. And the first row or the first column is new qualified leads, because you always have to be mentally putting new, not mentally, but you always have to be putting new businesses in your pipeline. Maybe not every day. You might have a day where you do 100 or you do 50, but you've got to have new prospects coming in the pipeline all the time. You've got to make calls. And so the second column is how many calls did you make? And that column is important. I mean, 50 should be the average if you're focused on earning a six-figure income. How many decision makers did you speak to? How many decision maker meetings did you set? Because that's the pipeline. If you get a lot of group or prospects in the pipeline and you make a lot of calls, you'll speak to some decision makers and you'll set some meetings. How many enrollments have you scheduled? How many employees did you present to, and how many memberships have you written? So that gives you kind of a flow. Every day you can kind of record your results, your activities and your results to scorecard, to see, hey, at the end of the month, how am I doing in this business solutions marketing, and am I on track to earning a six-figure income? You don't have to wait till the end of a month. You can know at the end of a day whether you're on track or not for the numbers to be successful. So hopefully that's helpful. I wanted to, again, share some of the steps of getting started in group sales, as well as kind of a quick review of a 100K game plan doc, or a $100,000 a year game plan with Legal Shield, of how to go out there and earn a six-figure income in this business. And I challenge you to go out and open your first group, not even this month, do it this week. Go get started. And wish you great success as you get started in your Legal Shield business. I'm excited to have you on the team and look forward to working with you and assisting you in achieving your goals. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Mr. Mark Riches, thank you so much for sharing fantastic information I always enjoy hearing your perspective, and not just because you're my brother, but that I have all the respect in the world for you on a lot of different levels. But certainly when it comes to getting folks started, that's something that Mr. Markridge has done with hundreds of associates personally. He's worked with them and helped them get started and find success in this business. I 100% agree with what you said. It's not an easy business. If it were easy, there would not be an opportunity 48 years into it. I mean, the company's almost 50 years old. If it were easy to do what we do, Wilburn Smith would have sold all the memberships, nationwide 30 years ago or 40 years ago. The reality is it's not easy, but it's worth it. And I'm glad that you point that out. To me, that's so empowering to hear that from your perspective, someone that's worked this business now for over 25 years and has seen some of these amazing results. And it's why, I always recommend people go to Cookeville, Tennessee. Mark and Jennifer are kind enough to open up their home for a Christmas party every year. But then also, if you're traveling by, go up and meet Mr. Mark Riches in his office there. I'm telling you, when you see the results, and they've got a beautiful ranch and a beautiful, gorgeous office up above his home. I mean, it's incredibly picturesque. It's in the Tennessee mountains. It's just gorgeous. But when I see that, I look at that and say, Mr. Mark Riches started a lot lower than most people start when he started his legal shield business. And look at what he's been able to create because of this opportunity, because he was willing to work this opportunity, because he was willing to take that game plan that he shared with us this morning and not just talk about it, not just, say that sounds good, not just believe in it, but do it, follow it, put it into action and activity. And you and I have the same opportunity. We've got, in fact, a better opportunity, because Mark Riches built a lot of that back in the 90s before we had the identity theft plan. We've got that whole other plan. Mark Riches didn't have all the support and the training that he talked about. He didn't have that when he started. We have that now today. Now, the other side of that is we got to work on keeping things simple in our business. We have different pricing options, and you and I have to be able to zero in on a price that we're going to offer in companies. We have to zero in on and simplify some of the options that we have so that we're not scattered all over the map on what we can offer. That simplification and focus, really zeroing in on something, can be powerful as well. And that's something that was not necessarily intentional, but I think about that when I got started. We had the legal plan. That was it, and it was one price. I went into a new group, and I sold it at $15.95, and that was the legal plan rate back then. I didn't have all the exciting bells and whistles that we have today, and they're not just bells and whistles. They're key coverages. it was not the same plan, but it was one price and one plan. And so we've got to be able to focus in and limit distractions and really zero in on what we're going to do and stay focused. And certainly that document that Mr. Markridge just talked about can help do that. Those affirmations can help really focus in on a particular goal that we have. And so, again, Markridge, thank you very much for sharing that. Mr. Mike Scott, thank you for sharing the current event update this morning. We're excited for that segment each week. Again, folks, we've got some exciting things on the table for February 2020. One last point that I just wanted to make is our book of the month this month is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I would invite you to be proactive and download that book today. That's the first habit, is being proactive. Beginning with the end in mind is the second habit. Let's put that into practice. Get that book. Read through it. Some of you say, well, I've already read that book. That's fine. Read it again. There's always more that we can pick out. That's why we're going back to some of these gems, these classics, over the first few months of this year for our book of the month, because there's always more that we can get with multiple readings. So I invite you to do that today, to get that book and start reading it, and I'm excited for that book of the month, that 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. Again, thank you to all who participated today. Thank you for all who listened in, and we'll join everybody tomorrow on our advanced training webinar at 4 p.m. Central Time. And again, solutionswebinar.com is where you can go register for that. God bless all of you. We'll talk to you soon.